Welcome back to Matt Putin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Third caller today wins a designer Devil Radio t-shirt designed by Crudy himself. Crudy himself designed this t-shirt. Crudy himself designed this t-shirt. Third caller gets it. We're going to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Rocky. What's on your mind today?
Oh, As always, I appreciate all you do by helping inform me and those around me. Thank you. But I was wondering, what do you think about electricity and getting that involved, readily available? Like, say I'm going to Milwaukee to Mass and my car needs a charge, instead of just the wayside, there's charging ports there too. Are they doing something like that or not? You know, I'm just curious about that.
Rocky, are you talking about charging stations for electric vehicles and what's the status of that? And what do I think of that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like having more readily available. We don't have, you know, trains and mass transit. Why not more electrical availability at such a place like a wayside, you know, between Madison and Milwaukee, halfway, Johnson Creek, whatever. You know, just
right,
that place.
Right. You know, that's an excellent question. And I'll tell you, the good news is, I remember all through politics when I was involved, everybody was saying things like, we got to get rid of our dependence on foreign oil. And we did. Well, then we discovered fracking. And so we took this fuel out of shale. We didn't need foreign oil. But the problem is that has environmental destructive consequences, the fracking does. And Biden has said, we're not going to do it on federal land, but at least we're not dependent on Saudi Arabian oil. Well, now, the private market has come around to the idea, and that is the beauty of capitalism if it is done in a non-destructive fashion. In other words, with a safety net, Social Security, unemployment comp, Medicare, Medicaid, but giving people the incentive to make a profit to get to the solution. What happened is General Motors just came out and they said in about 15 years, they are going to be all electric. Now you're talking General Motors. You are talking about the 800-pound gorilla. And even though they're getting serious competition from Japan, Korea, Germany, and all that, the rest of them are going to go along. So in the next 15 years, you are ultimately going to see the phasing out of the gasoline engine. So anybody out there who has a car with a gasoline engine, which is everybody, including myself, do not be careful about just getting rid of them all and keep one of them as a collector's item, because someday they're going to be looked on like the Stutz Bearcat, which nobody out there remembers. But back in the 20s, my dad had a Stutz Bearcat. It's a gorgeous car, very, very valuable car. So what is the holdup now? Well, the holdup now, Tesla has electric cars. Some of these other people have electric cars, but why buy an electric car? Because the truth of the matter is, if you live in Madison, want to go to Milwaukee, or what if you want to go to Green Bay? What if you want to go to Superior? What if you want to drive to New York? The truth is, there aren't a ton of charging stations along the way. There just aren't. The truth of the matter is that you'd want to charge it here in Madison and then head off, and then wherever you go, charge it up right away. What Rocky's saying, and I think is an excellent point, is when is the time going to come where the charging stations are as common as gas stations? So Rocky wants to go from Madison to Milwaukee. Well, heck, there'll be a charging station in Lake Mills. There'll be one in Johnson Creek. You know, there'll be one in Oconomowoc. In fact, there'll be a lot in between. And there'll be plenty in Waukesha County, and there'll be plenty when he gets to Milwaukee. And you just go in and you charge it. And you want a charging station that doesn't take you 4 hours. I mean, you can't drive to Milwaukee and then have, you know, you want one that's going a lot quicker. Batteries are getting better. So the bottom line is we will be virtually all electric, certainly with General Motors and new cars, by the year 2035. And that is absolutely great news. So, Rocky, thanks for calling in. That is a terrific question. Dale of Madison, my friend. Thanks a lot. Dale of Madison, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to get back kind of to the impeachment. I think the Democrats need to take a page from the Republicans. There's enough things that the right wing has done that led up to January 6th to undo the election, that the Democrats could do a version of Benghazi from here to the midterms and hang it on the necks of a whole bunch of Republican senators and never let people forget and keep replaying those pictures of those Confederate flags marching into the Capitol from now until the midterms. They can chew bubblegum and walk. They can get other things done too, but pound that message home from now to the midterms.
You are a good tactician. And frankly, I'd like to see more of that sentiment of yours in the Democratic Party itself, because frankly, the Republican Party are like wolverines. The minute they pounce on something, even something fake like Benghazi, they hang Hillary with it. They have constant hearings. Ron Johnson was one of the worst. I mean, really one of the worst on that. And the thing is that if you are on TV, especially cable, all the time, because cable will carry some of that stuff live, quite a bit of it, after a while, the average person isn't listening to talk radio and certainly not progressive talk radio, and they're not reading newspapers, and all they hear is Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Well, that doesn't have a good sound to it. Benghazi does not have a good sound to it. It's like Burisma. They don't know anything about Burisma and Hunter Biden, but it had a bad sound. Your point, and I think they could designate one of the committees, because we have the majority. We have the majority. One of the committees, and have hearings once a week, maybe twice a week for 2 hours. The other side will complain. They'll want witnesses, baloney. We have the majority, 2 hours, period, end of story. And you get on there. And you know what we'd be doing from Dale's idea? What we would be doing is the Lincoln Project and the Wisconsin Democratic Party are already playing a lot of video from the insurrection. One of the most awful one is that cop getting his head crushed. You remember that one where it's caught between a door or something, and he's screaming, and that has appeared a lot. The Confederate flag is another good one. The guy with the horns, the fur, and the war paint is another good one. There's a lot of good ones. And then there's some video where the woman's getting crushed to death. Crushed, she died. She was a protester, and somebody trying to protect her is screaming, "She's dying, please stop," and they step on her. The whole crowd stepped on her and trampled her to death. And then, of course, you have the cop that had his eye poked out. Another one stabbed with a pole, just like a spear. One beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. Several brain damage from being beat with lead pipes. There's a lot of video of cops being punched, thrown down, and dragged down the stairs. There's a lot of that. Yeah, you could play that for two more years. The alternative is put it on paid TV, and you will see it on paid TV, but it has a lot more currency, a lot more moxie if they're seeing it in conjunction with a hearing. And that's part of the reason, by the way, for this impeachment hearing and this conviction phase of the trial. It's a big part of it, and I think it's a smart thing to do, and they're going to have to think of other ways of doing it after this is over. Maybe there's going to be a hearing on the 14th Amendment. There is a provision there where they can bar him from further federal office, even if they don't convict him. There's a lot that can be done, but I like the sentiment. We can't let this die. The usual Democratic approach is yawning and say, okay, we made our point. You have not made your point until you repeat it. And then you've not made it until you repeat it again. And then a week from now, no one will remember. Believe me, a lot of people, oh, well, what the heck? We go into a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Free t-shirt, designer, designed by Crudy. The third caller today, back after the break.